UMH Mobile.
NATMH, KARRD.
Good morning, sir. Headed over to the Elpina yet again today. Hopefully the last time for a while, we'll see. But, just making my way out of Traverse City here. Halfway out of here. And it's surprisingly already chaos.
Oh, I envy you so much with chaos. I'm sitting here looking at a full moon, listening to a little FTH on 30 and having a cup of coffee.
That must be nice. I don't even have my HF antenna up still. And I wish I did. But I haven't had a chance to go put it back up.
I'm enjoying my little bit of breakfast. I go back to work a week from today. And this afternoon I'm going to be headed to the UP. I've got a couple of projects I got to do up the cabin. But anyway, I heard you call. I figured I'd give you a reply back. Since one of the few times I've been at the home CPH and not mobile. Since when I normally talk to you.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised that you weren't out and about, so there you go. But good deal. So, all right, I'll let you enjoy your FT8 and enjoy the rest of your coffee. I'm going to dig into this burrito that I got from the house and whatnot. So, here you go. All right, we'll catch you later. 73, K8RRD. NATMH Mobile, Traverse City.
Here in Roger City, and I got a gate pull up at about 40 feet, so come in rather nice. Anyway, yeah, have a safe trip. Good luck with your work. NATMH, K8RRD.
KE8YRL to W8SAS, KE8YRL to W8SAS.
W8SAS, I copy you, clear.
It's going pretty well. A little quiet in hearing you. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Let me
Yeah, getting a lot of snow when you try to talk. Didn't really copy much of that last.
You're getting a bunch of static.
I was unable to hear your last. Say again. Are you still able to hear this? Come back.
Affirmative.
You guys getting ready to start work?
K8YRL, this is W8SAS.
K8YRL, I read you a lot better now.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I had that rubber duck on there. It's funny, I've been, you know, opening repeaters around here with that rubber duck, but clearly I wasn't getting audio going through that. But you remember that roll-up J-pole, that transportable thing, bought a couple years ago?
Yeah, is that what you got out and set up right now?
Yeah, I did. I mean, how good is the signal? Is it still staticky, or are you receiving it pretty good?
No, it's coming in really good. I mean, there's a little like hum in the background, but it doesn't interfere with me being able to understand you at all now.
So, just curious, are you using EchoLink through like 4G service, or are you like on Wi-Fi? I'm just curious.
Hey, WAX, yeah, he's got a hum in my routine too.
No, I'm sitting in my living room right now, so I'm on the Wi-Fi at home.
Okay, I'll just be curious. You know, obviously I know next to nothing about EchoLink, but I have heard that it could be a little more not as reliable over like 4G versus like a Wi-Fi. I have no idea. That's why I was just curious. Go ahead, station. I think it was WAX, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know if it's maybe your location, because I've got a hum in your room. I've been out here listening for a couple minutes. When you're coming back, there's like a humming in the background, air noise, hum. Trying to help out.
Alright, I appreciate that. I am near some power lines. I turned off the fluorescent lights in this little structure we're next to, but apparently I didn't fix anything. So thanks for the info. Where are you at? And what's your call again? I'm sorry.
This is KE8WAX, Kilo Echo 8 with the Alpha X-ray. Name here is Taylor. And I'm in Traverse City, well, Williamsburg, mobile right now.
Okay, that's interesting. So, I am very east of you. And then some of these repeaters must be linked. Do you know anything about it up in this area? I'm not from this area.
Yeah, I believe that there's a repeater I'm using, the 147. I don't know the technicality behind it. It's more about that than I do. I just know I hear guys from all over the place on here. Usually upper.
Thanks, Taylor. My buddy Pat, who's southeast Michigan, close to Ohio, we were just experimenting with EchoLink. Both of us we know nothing about it, but he just put it on his phone, and I have an HT going through a local repeater up here, and I was able to talk to him. We never tried that before, so he's still out there, I'm sure, with KE8YRL.
SRS. Yeah, Taylor was right. There's a little hum, but it's not bad at all. It's not even as bad. It's just a little hum in the background. It doesn't interfere at all with being able to hear you. I can hear you just fine.
Both of you, this is W8SAS, and I'll be clear.
KE8YRL. I'm also clear.
Good talk, Lucas. KE8WX, I'm good.
KE8YRO here. I got your W8SAS. Can read you probably 6 out of 10. Again, just kind of a little hum in the back. A little bit different of a hum than with your last antenna, but still able to hear you.
You said it's a different. It's different. Is it just as good?
No, that J pole was better. I'm gonna downgrade what I said before. I'm gonna say you're probably a 4 out of 10. And that J pole was probably a 7 out of 10.
All right, man. Well, I really have to go. I'll get a free one.
KE8YRL clear.
NAPZ, can you listen? NAPZ, clear.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, sir. How does it feel to be 38?
Oh, you know, it's just another day. But thanks for the birthday wishes.
No problem. In two more years, you're going to be 4-0.
Yeah, that's for sure. So what's Mr. Joe up to today?
I'm on my way home from work. What's Brad up to today? Anything good?
Oh, I'm not doing a heck of a whole lot. Just kind of relaxing.
Yeah, I'm on my way home. We're getting up early today because of the week. He's way over budget for this month.
Did you tell him that's not your problem?
It's not his problem, man. He's got cutting his budget.
Guys, it ain't. That's not my problem. He still needs to pay me for $8.
I'm kind of glad to take these hours I ain't getting right now.
Well, if you're not doing anything, stop by and we'll be home. Don't plan on going anywhere. KGAFTW.
I'm making it to town today. I'll be around.
NADLH Mobile.
Good afternoon, Drake. How you doing out there?
Hey, John. We're surviving.
At least you got a beautiful day to drive.
I will agree with that. It's not too warm out, and I can have the AC off, have the windows down a little bit. That's pretty great.
Yeah, and we're not driving through that terrible weather or rain or whatever.
Exactly. Yep.
So.
Well, I went over to Alpena this morning.
over to Sheboygan. Now I'm headed to Petoskey. And then, I think after Petoskey, it's go-home time.
Well, good deal. Yeah, at least it's nice weather. What do you do? Cut down on, what is it, 68 to get over to Petoskey?
Nope, I'm on Riggsville Road, taking Riggsville to 31 and then taking 31 all the way down into Petoskey.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I don't, you know, I usually don't travel from that side of the state over to Petoskey. You know, once in a while, well, I used to once a month go over to Alpena. Now I don't even do that. I go over there about once every 2 or 3 months.
Oh, there you go. The Traverse City to Alpena Drive is it feels like it's just getting longer every single time I go over there.
Yeah, when you get older, too, it gets worse. It's much longer.
Yep. But, anyways, but I'm on Riggsville Road, and I think all I got to do in Petoskey is see why a modem is not working right in the cop car, and that'll be it. Because then at that point, by the time I leave there, I'll be back in Traverse around 4:30, which wouldn't really make a whole lot of sense to go back to the shop at that point because we leave at 5.
Well, when they have a modem in a cop car, is that connecting to a cell line or what?
Yeah, it connects to the, it gives them internet access so that way they can use their CAD and stuff. Or CAD. They can use their laptop and look up stuff on the laptop on their MCP.
Like license plate numbers, or is that a separate system?
All that, and it gives them internet, gives them access to all the stuff that they need.
Okay. Yeah, I know they have the laptop fastened in computers, but is there any cop cars now that don't have a laptop?
Maybe if it's a detective car, it won't. But then again, you're not going to even be able to tell that it's a cop car, because it's going to have hidden lights that you won't be able to see. It's going to have no antennas on it. They're all going to be hidden antennas. I guess maybe an admin car. Admin cars don't have laptops in them, usually.
Now, what was that last one?
It's just an admin car, administrative car, Helio. They'll have, like, radios and whatever and, like, maybe and a console and stuff in them, but they don't always have laptops.
Okay, the boss.
The APR squash. Should I go again?
I said, the boss. The boss's car is checking up on people.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Well, I know, things have changed an awful lot in my lifetime. I learned on computers, and we used a thing called a hollerist card, which was a punch card.
There we go. Had to switch over to 1-9. Interesting. That's always a fun time.
Yeah, the thing that gets me is the hard drives back then, they looked an awful lot like a dryer or a washer, you know, and the drive inside was spinning around at a high speed, and that's how they got their information, they didn't have video terminals, they had video terminals, but it was just text, lines of text. So how far we've gone, and it's almost like coming from the Stone Age.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to compare all that stuff.
Yeah, now I look at it like with our smartphones, we've got more communication capability than Captain Kirk does.
Yeah, for real, it's kind of crazy. It is kind of nice to not have that communication for a little while, though. Whenever I go camping, which hasn't happened in a while, but, whenever I go camping, I just shut the phone right off, and it's kind of nice. It's I don't have to worry about that thing ringing and dealing with all that, which reminds me I need to go camping again.
Yeah, I would say, what I like to do when I was doing more camping is I went like right after Labor Day, you know, like that week, because you know, all the Flatlanders have gone home, and you got the place to yourself, and the places are still open, and, you know, quite often they're still open. They don't, like, close up Labor Day weekend, you know, like they're open for another week or two, and usually they got sales going because they want to clear out the stuff they have.
Yep, it's pretty fun. I gotta let you go. I got a phone call from the boss here. Anyway.
Yeah, speaking of the boss. By the way, I tried the 1-9. Nice. Like it. Well, take care. 73-NAYSS.
NAUH Mobile, Potoski.
NAPLC Mobile in Mackinac City.
NAUH Mobile.
You know, I heard a call sign in there a minute ago. WARPM.
Hey, I went up there by you there today, Ron. UMH Mobile.
Back at the school?
No, not that school, but a slightly different one.
I see. Well, nice day today. I haven't accomplished a lot. I'm on my way back home now. I'm literally driving past the tower site. Remind myself I still got to get my monitor back from Adams.
I think it is still in the site, so, you probably don't have a key. I was going to say you could probably just go get it yourself.
No, but Shannon has a key, but he's involved with Ron's arrangements, so I'm not going to bother him. No, and honestly, I think Adam took it. I think he's got it with him, because we had talked about him dropping it off on my porch, but it never happened. It's not a big deal. I just don't want to forget about it. I think I had an extension cord over there, too. But I got a bunch of stuff to still do today. Trying to leave on a camping trip tomorrow.
Yep. Today I've went over to Alpena, then I went up to Sheboygan, then went over to Petoskey, and now I'm just getting back into Traverse City. And they finished one side of the parkway, so now all the traffic is shifting over to the other side, and I have yet to see how this goes, so this is going to be quite the experience, I guess.
You know, I was there last week, and it wasn't too bad, although the problem that I noticed, and hopefully it's been corrected by now, but the problem that I noticed is that most of the side streets, like a block south, they'll have a sign up and a, you know, road closed, but you can still get around because of that block worth of businesses and addresses and stuff. And then when you actually get to the end of the road, there's no way to get from the gravel constructed side to the finished side. And it just, it created all sorts of confusion and nightmares and, you know, I mean, I drive a truck, so I can kind of make my own driveway. But, you know, if you're driving a Mini Cooper, you're not going to be able to do that.
Yep. I guess I can turn this GPS off now. But, yeah, it's crazy. Well, now the traffic is on the opposing side, or the opposite side of what it used to be when you were going on the parkway now, and they're actually carrying up the other side now. so far, I was going to say it wasn't too bad, but now I'm seeing the traffic off into the distance, and I don't want to say that now. This is fun.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least we all got something to look forward to. I know the Gaylord Swap is the 14th. I know that Finley is the week before that. Don't know if I'm going to be able to pull that one off, though, just because You know, that's a, what used to be a four-hour trip when I lived downstate is now an eight-hour trip, and I certainly can't do all that driving in one day. I just won't do that to myself, but it's an excuse to go down and see my kids, and I can usually go down the night before, you know, but I don't know if that's going to work this year. It hasn't worked in quite a few years. And the Gaylord Swap is the following weekend, although that's like, you know, comparing 7-Eleven to Walmart, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a fairly small swap compared to what you were talking about, so, yeah. But, anyway. I've got more stuff added to my list to do down here. I rolled into Elk Rapids and went to jump over to the 2-6, the VHF machine I got down here. Keyed it up, unkeyed, it's not there. Made a phone call to somebody that's closer, hey, can you key it up? Nope. So I got to figure out what's going on. I'm hoping it's just app repeat is not repeating. And maybe I can do some voodoo magic and make it repeat again. I don't know. I'll figure it out. It's a time.
Yeah, always something. All right, I got to jump. I'll be back if you're around. Something you said, too, triggered something. I don't remember. But anyway. I shall return if you're here. W-A-R.
Well, depending on the speed of this traffic moving, we'll see if I'm still here or not. Hey, GMH Mobile, Traverse City.
I have returned. W-A-R.
I've moved a whole half mile.
Yeah, well, 5 o'clock, you know. 5 to 5 in the traffic mecca of Northwest Michigan. Doesn't surprise me a bit.
It's wonderful.
You guys don't know what traffic is, you know. I find myself complaining about traffic up here, and then I stop and I go, wait a minute, what are you talking about, you know. I try sitting on 696 for an hour, you know, just because. Like, there's no reason for it, you know. There's an accident on the other side, or there's, you know, something on fire on the shoulder. Just, you know, it's all in what you're used to and what your tolerance is. Hey, I got a question for you, though. I have noticed sort of a clipping thing happening. It's like when people are overdriving their audio. They're chopping the top and the bottom off, you know, or clipping out the top edge. Maybe it's, you know, over-deviating a little bit. And I don't think it's on the 7.4. I think it's somewhere else in the system. And just, I hear it. Have you noticed anything like that?
Stand by, I got a phone call from the boss.
WHRPM.
K8SDE. Somebody out there, K8SDE, stand by. K8SDE. Am I getting voice through the capacity repeater, K8SDE?
Yes, you are, N9KOP mile.
Well, thanks for the comeback. We're sitting here looking at Mackinac Bridge, waiting for it to get dark. Wondered if I could make that kind of distance. K8SDE, it was standing by.
Yeah, you're loud and clear. You sound really good. N9KOP, mile.